Okay, so let's continue. If you look here at the content for today, we have now had modeling security as quality improvement process, the quality improvement paradox. There is something about IT governance which helps you to see about the issues of standards and quality improvement. It's more like for you to read. And then we have developing stock and flow versions of security archetypes. And there I would like to spend some time, which gives you also the possibility of doing some work modeling while I am lecturing. And that is this here. So you may be asking the question, we have developed all kind of archetypes. Why didn't we see stock and flow models of them? Because it's then we would like to simulate and see what happens, not just look at the loops and so on. And here I have a case which I invented myself, but it is there are reasonable assumptions, and where we can see and understand a little bit how this is done. Then you will see there is archetypes look very simple. They have very few variables and they are clearly expressed. When we want to get models that simulate, we have to put in more data, and therefore the models get more complicated, and then we pay the price. They are a bit more difficult to communicate. But on the other hand, if we want to see the consequences in numerical form, we need simulation models. So let's go through this case, and here you will learn a few tricks, not so much new methods, but a few tricks in particular as to how to use table functions. When you don't have real functions, you can still connect two variables by a table, by numbers. Okay. So the first thing I wanted to tell you is there is no such thing like a very straightforward transition from an archetype to a stock and flow model. You need to add more information, more data, more connections. And this you can see. And this is, again, nothing off the shelf, but it depends very much on the particular case. So an example will help us in doing that and also getting experience in modeling and understanding information security. So one of the examples that I have used before was the secondary concern for most organizations. Then I see here I haven't renamed from Statoil Hydro to Statoil, because at some time they were called Statoil Hydro when they merged, but then it became just Statoil. So I will have to correct this, even if it doesn't have a big importance. But then we had this archetype. When organizations think very focused on growth, they think I have to put in resources to achieve throughput, then I have more resources to invest and so on. So the focus is on growth. Such thinking easily neglects the impact on security, because of less understanding or whatever, or perhaps it is not so extreme that security is not invested at all, but it is invested too little. It's about the right balance. So as a consequence, over time, with some time delay, security is impacted, starts to decrease, which over time will make it possible for security incidents to occur, and they are going to hit the throughput. So if the security is in the shade, the unintended consequence is too much desire to grow, will lead to a decrease in security, and over time to problems which will impact the growth, the throughput. So the solution in principle is to understand security is needed for growth's sake. So you have to invest to put on resources, ideas, innovation, not only in achieving more throughput, but also in security resources, which can be training, insights, security culture, not just one or the other, either or, but several of them should be holistic and so on. And by investing in security and security resources, security will improve, and then this will counteract the problems that will come from neglecting security, and in the end it will help to boost the throughput. So what happens is that the total dedication to increase the throughput will be less effective than one where you invest less, because you dedicate attention and resources to security. But this we would like to have in the form of a simulation model. So how do we create this? That's our concern. So it is natural to proceed along with the loops. So let's create a stock and flow model that just is concerned with the intended consequence, which is a reinforcing loop. Then we add the unintended consequence, which is the balancing loop that is counteracting the desired consequence, the desired growth. And then we add the structure to accomplish the solution loop. The models that we are going to develop, they are more for exercising. So we don't need to take them too seriously in terms of being the right answer. Actually, a better model will have required a bit more effort and things, but then it will be more difficult to achieve. So I have opted for a simpler version, just that you get, at least in principle, the insights of what you need to do or to think about when you're transitioning from archetypes to simulation models. So in more detail, the recommended procedure is to create the intended reinforcing loop. The simplest thing you can think of is it works kind of like a bank or like a bank account. Your resources, what you put in, create more resources at a fixed rate, like it was money in the bank. And therefore, throughput will be a stock, and investment is a flow increase in the stock. To achieve the unintended balancing loop, then so far we didn't have security, but in unintended balancing loop we have to consider security. And then we create a structure which you have seen before, where security is increased by inflow for investment in security and outflow for security obsolescence. And then you have to connect the two loops, the intended with the unintended, so that focus on growth neglects security investment. And then finally, the security link, then you put investment in both throughput and security. So you have to link the investment in security to the investment part. Sounds simple, and that is kind of following the logic of the archetype. Okay, so here you have the idea of reinforcing loop. Throughput is increased by investment, and you create this with a fixed growth rate. So I would like you first to create this very simple Venzi model. And the dates are there. Put in growth rate 0.15 per year, which means 15% per year. Create a base simulation and then simulate with different values of the growth rate. As to the value of the throughput, let me see here which figures you can put. I put originally 100 million Norwegian crowns. So we are measuring the throughput in terms of what it achieves financially. So that's the idea of the model. So make the initial value of throughput 100. Okay, how are we doing? Did you get the model? So in the model, when you simulate this, then you should get such a graph, which is increasing, exponentially increasing. And then if you are in the output, in the control phase, you are at another, let me see how I define the graph. Modify. Okay, I have to compare two different ones. Let me see if I have it then. You got higher values? Maybe it's because of what I have here. Let me first check with the data sets. I take this away. Achievement base, I think it called it. Yes. Let me put in there. Did you get this, or did you get higher values? Okay, I will have a look at your model, and then we can see. So one of the students is getting some other results. Let's see if that has to do with the time step. When there's a big numbers, okay, maybe because of this, I chose this time step here. Let me make it smaller and see if that makes a big difference. Did you get the same result? Okay, yes. So maybe I didn't do that properly and check the time step for visual accuracy in the sense that it doesn't change anymore. Just took a shortcut and chose a small time step. But then concerning such graphs where you see two curves, you can define them in control panel this way, a graph. You can put the data sets here, as you see. It's a bit messy because there is no way of loading the data set directly. You have to put the name here. So you choose the same variables, throughput and throughput, and then you put here the data set, and then you're guaranteed that you get in. So if I now, in the data sets, I am going to compare with U achievement, this one, then you can simulate variations here. Synthesim you can do, and then you can make changes here and see what happens, and so on, depending on different assumptions. So this will be a growth rate of 0.36, and so on. So you can make adjustments here, and so on. Okay, so this was just the beginning, but it gives you an idea, and that is to simplify the question of the growth, to transfer that to simply a process that is generating a percentage increase per year, and you are assuming here that it is the same over the years. In principle, with Vensim, you could also put in a growth rate that varies over time. So instead of that, let me see if we can do that together. I am going to experiment, and then we can learn a little bit. I am going to save this and call it a loop with lookup. And what I want to do is to put in a different growth rate. And you could that, of course, here. You could enter a definition like, let me take this away now. And here I am contradicting myself because I have 0.08. Okay. So you could do if then, or how is the variable? Let me say, if them else. And then you could say if the time is between the 0 and 1, then this value otherwise, and so. But then you got a very messy thing for all the years. So yes, you could define the growth rate in terms of if and else functions for every year, but that's going to be a long equation, which is hard to understand. So there is a different way of doing that, and that is of defining growth rate. Now, I haven't done that for a while like this, so let's hope that I get it correct. A constant with, no, it's unchangeable. Yes, I see lookup here. Auxiliary, you make it auxiliary with lookup. Okay? So I have changed what originally was a constant to auxiliary with lookup. So there are two choices. So we transform a constant, it was originally a constant, to an auxiliary. Okay. And then we want to make this depending on simulation time. So here, variables, we choose the time. You did notice that by transitioning from yes, a constant to an auxiliary with lookup, I got two parts here. It's going to look up the time, and then with a lookup, it's going to produce some results. The problem is that no, that doesn't solve my problem because I could create a lookup, but then it's going to interpolate between the values. Okay, we stop that. Because I realize now that I can change the value of the growth rate, but not in the way that I wanted. So we go back to normal, constant, and then you will have to do something like you could have 0.15, and then you could say after 1 year we have a change with a step. And the time, say, is 1, and the height could be minus 0.03, which would mean that the growth rate will become, instead of 0.15, 0.12, and then you could plus step, then you could put minus 0.02 to get it down to still further at time 2, plus, and you can continue this way, and in this way you could simulate, let's still make less, 0.02 at time 3. So we have a company that is performing less and less good. Then we could say step plus 0.01 at time 4, and so on and so on. So you can continue for the whole time, and if you do that and simulate, then you are going to get a slightly different growth, although I don't know how well it's seen that it's changing. Okay, let me change to only this here, control panel. And here, just the base. And this. Forget about the figure to the right, the one we are interested in is this one. And yes, you can see that it is different from before. So it starts growing fast and then becomes a little bit less and then it's more or less so. So in this way you couldn't get a growth rate that is different from year to year. So you have to do that by steps up and down so as to change the value. What I wanted to do with the table function or lookup function, you will learn a bit later. But I realized while I was doing it that yes, I will get varying growth rate, but it will be interpolating between the annual values. So as time is passing, the growth rate will be changing from one year to the other. We could still do that, but that's a different thing. So let's do that. So I am going to introduce lookup functions. Which are also known as table functions. So I am going to give a table for the different years, but then it's going to be interpreted by Venzim as an interpolation in time in between. If you look at help for Venzim, Venzim help, and you look here at look up, then there are a lot of entries, but we could stay at lookups here. And then what we are going to do, this explains you what it is. You create such a table, the table you see at the left, at the right one side you see that depicted in such a curve. And depending on the input variable, Venzim will look up which value corresponds here. So if here we had the time, and the time was, say, 2.5, then it would pick up this value. At 3, this value, and so on. So it's going to follow this over time, and then you get a change of the rate. But then it's not an annual rate of growth. It is a continuous rate of growth that is varying all the time. But since we need these lookup functions, we can do the exercise. And again, you select the growth rate. Or FX, growth rate. Take this away. And then we select here type, should be auxiliary, and subtype with lookup. You get this divided. And what is it you're going to look up? It's going to look up here the variable, which I should pick up here, the time, the simulation time. So it's here. And what is going to do with that? It's going to select values depending on the value of the time. And the way to create that is to click here as graph. And then you start 0. Assume that the growth is 0.15. You get a point here that you don't see because it's scaled up to 10, that's too much. So let's put us to 1. And then you see the value here. Still, I think this is too high because we will be operating under 0.2. So let's put the value here, y max 0.2. Then we are here. Then for year 1, suppose the growth has been down 0.12, and you see the value here. Year 2, suppose it's down to 0.1. Year 3, suppose it's down to 0.95. Oops, sorry, 0.095. I have to correct this because Venzim was naughty. For 4, say it's now back to 0.1. For 5, say 0.11. For 6, see 0.9, going down again. I'm silly. 0.09. And the scope is 0.2. And 7, suppose, is 0.06. 8 is 0.08. 9 is 0.08. And 10, you put it, say, 0.1. And you have got a series of values for what the growth rate is at the beginning of each year. But then as time passes, this is going to look it up here, you will look up all these values here. Yes? Oh, I see now that it put it here, so I make a mistake, it's here where the time should be. It is the opposite route. Okay, yes? Yes, it interpolates linearly between them, yes. It interpolates, yes. But I think Wenxin has corrected me. I put the time to begin here down, but it should be here up. But it did create the table as graph correctly. It's here. And by the way, you can change that later by hand. So actually, you could have drawn that if you like. The problem with that is that it is very hard to hit on the exact value. So now I have here 0, 6, 8, and so on. So I could correct it to 7, and so on. So in principle, you can draw these things by yourself, and so on, whatever it is. And now, God rate time says no. God heavens, why did the time come up here? Okay. Yes. So I use time. So it requires me to put the variable time as shadow variable here. And it requires me to connect it here. And it requires me to go inside and click OK. Okay. So in this way, we have created a table function. And when you simulate this, then look at the throughput here, and you get some curve here. And then you can experiment with the changes. But you see clearly that the growth rates are different because this line is not a smooth growing line and so on. So the purpose of this exercise was to introduce for you a lookup function. And I created a function for growth rate depending on time. And as you remember, the idea was it must be an auxiliary here, which you can adjust if not, is, and then the subtime should be with lookup, and then you get, you must put the variable that the lookup depends upon here. I did it originally in the bottom, it was then corrected. And then when you click as graph, then you can enter the values here. You can put the scale here for both x and y. Here is y minimum, y max. Here is x minimum or x max. And you enter the values in the table, and then you can also correct them by drawing and so on. And that means that in this way we extend the range of functions because Wenxin now can, in addition to look at a function like sinus or cosinus or whatever, or a square root or whatever, it can now compute a function by interpolating between table values. Okay, but this was just a small digression. Since we are going to use this lookup function several times, also in this exercise, so I wanted to show you that. But let's go back to the original model that we made here. And now we can go back to the slides. I click on the wrong one. We can click on the slides. So that was number 7. We did that. And we got here some growth rates. And we could, in principle, compare within different ones. But this was just the first part, the intended consequence loop. Now, after the break, which will come back at 2 o'clock, we will continue with the next step. Here I put in the next slide some alert us to verify the model and so on, and to choose the right time step. Okay. Then I will introduce the next exercise. We have to connect the performance of a company with the security. And depending on the security, we will have more or less incidents that fire back on the throughput. So what we do need is some structure for security, and you have seen that before, where we represent security in terms of just one variable, which we call the security level. If the level is high, few incidents happen. If the level is low, more incidents happen. And this security level can be increased by resources to security. We call it security gain. And otherwise, owing to the natural processes that diminish the security, then we have a process of security obsolescence going with some rate of time. This model you have done before. Okay, and for the time being, if you simulate the security, you see a curve like this, which you have seen before, but they are not connected, the security, with the performance of the company. And that's what I will do after the break. We will connect the two, because, as you see here, the connections will be like this. When you see a table for effect of throughput on needed security factor, that's a lookup function, similar to what we created before. This is something that connects how throughputs is related to the needed security. Then you see there on the top the table for the effect of investment on security and obsolescence time. We assume that when you invest on security, you can then maintain the security of the company for a longer time. And that means that you keep security for a longer time. Still, in this model, we assume some investment on security that is not modified over time. So this doesn't have yet the solution of the archetype, which is to proactively increase security. It has only a reactive one. And then depending on security, the security level, this has impact on the growth rate. And where you see the effect of security and growth rate, we are using another lookup. So this is a lookup. That's another lookup, and that's another lookup. When you see table, that's a name for that. So we will review this model after the class, after the break, and we see here at, is it 2:15 we see each other? 2:15.